Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de la Comunidad Autónoma de Canarias. Pruebas de certificación de nivel básico A2 de inglés. Convocatoria ordinaria de 2024. Prueba de comprensión de textos orales. Esta parte consta de dos tareas. Escuchará cada grabación dos veces. Escuche y lea las instrucciones al principio de cada tarea y realícela según se indica. Solo se admitirán respuestas en tinta negra o azul. Las tareas escritas a lápiz no se calificarán. No está permitido el uso del diccionario. El uso de cualquier dispositivo electrónico queda prohibido durante toda la prueba. El móvil tendrá que permanecer apagado y guardado. Atención, no escriba en los recuadros sombreados. Son espacios reservados para la calificación de las tareas.
Task 1. Listen to 5 stories about animals. Match each story 1 to 5 to the sentence A to H that best describes each story. There are 2 sentences you do not need. Write your answers in the table provided. Story 0 is an example. Now you have 1 minute to read the task. Example.
We have a daughter, Julia, and a parrot called Sammy. Julia travels a lot in her work, and she's sometimes away for weeks or even months. She doesn't always know when she is coming back, but we always know because Sammy starts calling Julia, Julia, Julia a few hours before Julia walks through the door.
One.
My friend Amanda was very ill. The doctor gave her some medicines, but they didn't help, and she couldn't go to work for more than 5 years. One day she decided to swim with the dolphins. The first time Amanda went there, a dolphin called Peter looked into her eyes, and she started to cry. When she cried, Peter put his head on her shoulder and didn't move until she stopped crying. After that, Amanda could go back to work and goes to see Peter once a month.
Two.
My brother had to move to a new job 300 kilometers away from home. He had a cat and a dog, but he only took the dog with him to the new house. About 4 weeks later, the dog suddenly disappeared. My brother was desperately looking for his dog, but couldn't find him. One day, 7 weeks later, the dog came back, but he was not alone. The cat was with him. The dog had gone back to their old house because he could not live without the cat.
Three.
My neighbor, who is a bank worker in London, had to take his cat to the vet, but didn't have time to go back home to pick it up. So he decided to take it to his office. While he was speaking on the phone at work, the cat walked across the keyboard of his computer and accidentally 100,000 pounds went from one client's account to another.
Four.
People say that fish are cold, but some years ago, one of my friends was moving to another country. So we adopted her goldfish and put it in a bowl with our goldfish. They lived together for 6 months, and then our friend came back and took her goldfish with her. I immediately noticed my goldfish was acting strangely. The next morning, it was floating, dead. Later that day, my friend called me and told me her goldfish had died too. I believe they were in love.
Five.
While traveling in the north of England some years ago, my wife and I stopped at a quiet place for a picnic and played Beethoven on a CD player. After a few minutes, we looked up and realized we had lots of cows around us listening to the music. When the classical music finished, we turned on the radio and the cows immediately turned round and left.
Listen again. Example.
We have a daughter, Julia, and a parrot called Sammy. Julia travels a lot in her work, and she's sometimes away for weeks or even months. She doesn't always know when she is coming back, but we always know because Sammy starts calling Julia, Julia, Julia a few hours before Julia walks through the door.
One.
My friend Amanda was very ill. The doctor gave her some medicines, but they didn't help, and she couldn't go to work for more than 5 years. One day she decided to swim with the dolphins. The first time Amanda went there, a dolphin called Peter looked into her eyes and she started to cry. When she cried, Peter put his head on her shoulder and didn't move until she stopped crying. After that, Amanda could go back to work and goes to see Peter once a month.
Two.
My brother had to move to a new job 300 kilometers away from home. He had a cat and a dog, but he only took the dog with him to the new house. About 4 weeks later, the dog suddenly disappeared. My brother was desperately looking for his dog, but couldn't find him. One day, 7 weeks later, the dog came back. But he was not alone. The cat was with him. The dog had gone back to their old house because he could not live without the cat.
Three.
My neighbor, who is a bank worker in London, had to take his cat to the vet, but didn't have time to go back home to pick it up. So he decided to take it to his office. While he was speaking on the phone at work, the cat walked across the keyboard of his computer and accidentally 100,000 pounds went from one client's account to another.
Four.
People say that fish are cold, but some years ago, one of my friends was moving to another country. So we adopted her goldfish and put it in a bowl with our goldfish. They lived together for 6 months, and then our friend came back and took her goldfish with her. I immediately noticed my goldfish was acting strangely. The next morning, it was floating, dead. Later that day, my friend called me and told me her goldfish had died too. I believe they were in love.
Five.
While traveling in the north of England some years ago, my wife and I stopped at a quiet place for a picnic and played Beethoven on a CD player. After a few minutes, we looked up and realized we had lots of cows around us listening to the music. When the classical music finished, we turned on the radio, and the cows immediately turned round and left.
This is the end of task one. Now turn to task two. Task two. Listen to a woman talking about her first Christmas in France. For questions 1 to 5, choose the best option A, B or C. Write your answers in the table provided. Question 0 is an example. Now you have 1 minute and 30 seconds to read the task.
I was around 17 years old when my family made a very important decision, one of those decisions that changes your life forever. My mother, an English teacher, had always wanted to live in France, and she finally got the opportunity she was waiting for. She found a job as an English teacher at a secondary school near Paris. Moving to France was a huge change for us. My sister and I had to say goodbye to all our friends, and I was scared of not adapting well at my new school. But I was also excited to experience a new culture and learn the language. My parents had decided it would be a good idea to move in December, right before the holidays. Flights to France were very expensive back then, and there were no good train connections. So we drove all the way from Oxford, England. The journey out to Paris was long and tiring, but when we arrived, we knew the experience was going to be incredible. In Oxford, we lived in a big flat in the city centre, but in Paris, houses were very expensive, so we could not live in the centre anymore. My parents found a small two-bedroom house outside the city with a beautiful garden. It was located in a lovely village full of parks, cafes and art galleries, and there were Christmas decorations everywhere. People from other towns and villages come to visit its famous Christmas market every year. It was the perfect place for my parents to relax and eat bûche de Noël, a typical French Christmas cake. It was also great for us because we spent our weekends exploring the local area and ice skating. We didn't have any friends, but we had each other. We walked through the streets of the village and drank delicious hot chocolate because it was freezing outside. That first Christmas, my parents worked really hard to make our house a home, and the holidays felt so much more special. They had bought an enormous Christmas tree with bright lights and colourful decorations. I remember walking into the living room on Christmas morning and being absolutely amazed by all the presents. During those Christmas holidays, we often spent the evenings at home. My parents had fun trying to cook traditional French food, while my sister and I had snowball fights in the garden. At home in England, evenings were much more boring. We usually had dinner in the kitchen and then watched our favorite TV shows. But in France, we really enjoyed trying new things. That Christmas was very special.
Listen again.
I was around 17 years old when my family made a very important decision. One of those decisions that changes your life forever. My mother, an English teacher, had always wanted to live in France, and she finally got the opportunity she was waiting for. She found a job as an English teacher at a secondary school near Paris. Moving to France was a huge change for us. My sister and I had to say goodbye to all our friends, and I was scared of not adapting well at my new school. But I was also excited to experience a new culture and learn the language. My parents had decided it would be a good idea to move in December, right before the holidays. Flights to France were very expensive back then, and there were no good train connections. So we drove all the way from Oxford, England. The journey out to Paris was long and tiring, but when we arrived, we knew the experience was going to be incredible. In Oxford, we lived in a big flat in the city centre, but in Paris, houses were very expensive, so we could not live in the centre anymore. My parents found a small two-bedroom house outside the city with a beautiful garden. It was located in a lovely village full of parks, cafes and art galleries, and there were Christmas decorations everywhere. People from other towns and villages come to visit its famous Christmas market every year. It was the perfect place for my parents to relax and eat bûche de Noël, a typical French Christmas cake. It was also great for us because we spent our weekends exploring the local area and ice skating. We didn't have any friends, but we had each other. We walked through the streets of the village and drank delicious hot chocolate because it was freezing outside. That first Christmas, my parents worked really hard to make our house a home, and the holidays felt so much more special. They had bought an enormous Christmas tree with bright lights and colourful decorations. I remember walking into the living room on Christmas morning and being absolutely amazed by all the presents. During those Christmas holidays, we often spent the evenings at home. My parents had fun trying to cook traditional French food, while my sister and I had snowball fights in the garden. At home in England, evenings were much more boring. We usually had dinner in the kitchen and then watched our favourite TV shows. But in France, we really enjoyed trying new things. That Christmas was very special.
This is the end of task 2 and the end of the listening test.